My text is from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines on in the dark, and the darkness has never mastered it. In 1944, during the Second World War, British and German troops were firing at one another across a village square in a village just north of Naples in Italy. And whilst this was going on, a young woman decided to dash across the square. She was hit by a bullet, and an English soldier, a Private Ernest Foster, dodging bullets, went out to help her. He got there, and as he held her in his arms, she died. Her shawl fell off, and it revealed a baby. And Private Foster took the baby in his arms and ran half a mile to a British ambulance, which then took the baby to a hospital. Later on, Private Foster returned to the square and he knocked at the door of a nearby house, and he happened to come across the husband of the woman who'd been killed, and he explained what had happened and all about the baby. Some years later, Ernest Foster, 6 years before he died, returned to that village, and he was able to meet the baby, who of course by then was a man. He was Alessandro Lefano, and Mr. Lefano showed Private Foster the scars from the bullet which had also wounded him when he was a baby. Sometime later, the village square was refurbished. It was also renamed Piazza Ernest Foster, and a plaque was put up to Ernest Foster, remembering his bravery. And Alessandro Lefano said that Private Ernest Foster was a very brave man and he'd saved his life. The light shines on in the dark, and the darkness has never mastered it. Most of the time, as we watch our television, listen to radio, and read the newspaper, the media we find is dominated by acts of evil and by terrible accidents. There's some terrible evil in the world. Dr. Viktor Frankl gives a very dramatic description of what happened at the Auschwitz concentration camp in the Second World War. He says a train pulled up at the camp and 1,500 prisoners came off the train, leaving their luggage on the train. And as they walked into the Auschwitz camp, a Nazi officer directed them to the left or to the right. 90% went to the left. And they went into a huge building with the word bath over it in several European languages. And as those prisoners went in, they were all given a bar of soap. The 10% who went to the right could tell you what happened to those who went to the left. For there was a big chimney over the building which those prisoners had gone into, and it belched out flames and smoke into the cloudy Polish skies. Auschwitz, of course, is infamous for the extermination of Jews. And of course, terrible evil still continues today. I was reading last month an article in my newspaper about the conviction of four members of the Connor family. They were convicted of enslaving 23 men and making them work for up to 19 hours a day, unpaid work. What they'd done was they'd enticed vulnerable men, most of whom were homeless and addicted to drugs or alcohol, and taken them to an Irish traveller site in Leighton Buzzard. There they'd made them work for up to 19 hours a day, 6 days a week. They'd abused them, underfed them, and kept them in sheds or horse boxes, which were filthy. The men had been too frightened to escape or to say anything because they'd been beaten and were threatened with more violence. Eventually the story came out and the Connor family were put on trial and they were waiting sentences of up to 14 years in prison. And it's not only acts of evil, but it's terrible accidents that also seem to dominate the media. Last month there was a terrible avalanche on Mont Blanc in France. It killed 9 climbers and injured many more. And it was certainly headline news when I was listening to the radio, as well as front page news in my newspaper. About the same time, reported on the sports page, was a freak accident. The South African Test wicketkeeper, Mark Boucher, was keeping wicket in a game against Somerset. The bowler beat the batsman. The ball hit the wicket, and a bale flew off the wicket into Mark Boucher's eye, seriously injuring it. The next day, he announced his retirement from Test match cricket. So much of the media usually is dominated by acts of evil and terrible accidents. But this isn't everything that goes on. There are also some great acts of goodness. Think of Private Ernest Foster in the Second World War, risking his own life. He tried to save the life of a young woman and a baby, and save the baby's life. As John's Gospel says, the light shines on in the dark, and the darkness has never mastered it. And we see the light of goodness most clearly in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. In our reading from Mark's Gospel, Jesus was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Also in the synagogue was a man with a withered or paralyzed arm. And the enemies of Jesus were there. And as far as they were concerned, they believed that Jesus shouldn't heal the man, because if he did, he'd be breaking the Sabbath law about doing no work on the Sabbath. And Jesus asks them, is it permitted to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill? And there's no answer. And so Jesus goes ahead and heals the man with the withered arm. John the Baptist is in prison and he hears about Jesus and he wonders if Jesus is the expected Jewish Messiah. And so he instructs his disciples to go and question Jesus. And Jesus replies to them, tell John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are made clean. The deaf hear. The dead are raised to life. And the poor are hearing the good news. In our reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians, Paul describes the conflict between God's spirit and human beings' lower nature. And he says the product of human lower nature includes things like fornication, idolatry, quarrels, and selfish ambition. But the harvest of God's Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. And God's Spirit is still alive and working in our world today, producing acts of goodness. The cricket test umpire was on holiday in the Caribbean and he went swimming off the coast of Barbados and he was stung by a Portuguese man of war. Startled, he lashed out and only succeeded in increasing the pain and the damage. Dickie Bird knew that he had to get medical help straight away. And so he went to the nearest area of population. And he came across an elderly lady selling clothes and explained what had happened. She immediately took down a lime from a near tree and put it on the wound. And then she took him to the local doctor who treated him. The next night, Dickie Bird couldn't sleep and he writhed about in bed. But he also began to recover, and the next day was a bit better. And Dickie Bird pondered what would have happened to him if he hadn't come across that elderly lady who had showed him such kindness. Major Joe Burleson of the Salvation Army used to run a soup run and give out clothes to the homeless in London. And one night he was doing this, and there was a terrible storm. And at the end of his soup run, a drenched and bedraggled man came to him and asked if he'd any shoes. It was the end of the shoe run, and Joe Burleson had already given away all his clothing and shoes. But he detected a great need, and so he asked the man to show him his shoes. And when he looked, the sodden uppers were only lightly attached to the soles of the shoes. And Joe Burleson asked the man what size of shoes he took. And receiving the reply, he took off his own shoes, gave them to the man, and took the man's shoes, and he walked home in the man's shoes. And of course, every day there are acts of goodness and kindness. People showing caring without being paid for it. The many people who help elderly and infirm neighbours. Those folk who work in charity shops. Other people who do sponsored events for good causes. Prison visitors. The list goes on of people who do acts of goodness each day. Yes, of course, there's terrible evil in the world, some well-known and horrific. And there's also daily acts of selfishness and wrongdoing. And there are also terrible accidents which kill and destroy, and other less harmful accidents which still hurt and injure. But at the same time, there's daily goodness in the world through the lives of people, and goodness that we see most clearly in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. We need to remember that the shadow of the cross was superseded by the light of the resurrection. Darkness is strong, but the light of God's goodness in Jesus Christ is even stronger. The light shines on in the dark, and the darkness has never mastered it. Amen.